This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let's look at another reason why the Old Testament seems to be filled with more scenes of blood, gore, and ruthless judgment rather than of God's grace, compassion, and love. That reason is arrogant resistance. From the early chapters of the Bible throughout the Old and New Testament times and down through the centuries, arrogant resistance has characterized many individuals and nations. It's amazing that the people of the prominent city of Nineveh finally got it right. After years of arrogant independence, thumbing their noses at God and devastating any who opposed them, they humbly believed God, put on sackcloth, fasted, and prayed. In desperation, they repented of their evil ways and cried out to God for mercy, saying, "Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish." Jonah 3:9. What they hoped for, Jonah feared they would receive, forgiveness and a reprieve from judgment. For over 100 years, Assyria, with Nineveh as its capital, became stronger and stronger. With that strength, their self-centered, arrogant, and recalcitrant tendencies reappeared. Paul's words in Romans 2:4-5 were fulfilled in them. "Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed." The Babylonian armies finally brought that judgment on them.